We're shedding our masks and breaking down walls. Hell, we may even drop our drawers. That's right. We're going commando with Angela and Dana.
Hi, my name is Dana Sardano. Oh, my voice. And this is Angela DeMarco, and we are going commando. Going Commando is a little show that we put together because we think it's important to celebrate who you are, to live in that authentic space, to bring it out from the heart, and to bring it to the world around you. And we do that, and we're hoping by doing so, we give you permission to do the same. Before we even speak, Angela, I have to apologize for my voice. I had an epic, we're not going to get into the details because I've already beat it to death, but an epic freak out on my 13-year-old today, and I'm still recovering. Let me tell you how to parent your children. Epic lost my shit. So good morning, Angela.
You know, and we're definitely, we won't get into it, but sometimes it needs to happen, and there's no like, there's no beating yourself up over it. It sucks. It sucks to fight with our kids. It sucks when they don't listen. It sucks. But sometimes they really need to see like how pissed off they're making us. You know, like that's why Christian the other day, he's gotten to the point now where I just look at him and he goes, I'm sorry.
Oh, you win. You know, again, I'm not going to get into the whole story, but it's just, I was telling Angela before we press record that because she's 13 and because her personality is a lot like me, her entire existence is, let me push and see how far I can get. And because I know what I know, you know, about just psychology and development, I really try to be that like compassionate, caring parent. Well, she pushed me. She pulled back the veil. She saw what was on the other side. She's going to learn today.
Yeah. So if anybody else has parenting teenagers, you know, it's never fun. It's never fun to be a parent. But we do it because we love them.
Oh,
cute.
My God. Thank God. Well,
I was going to say, sorry, go ahead. No, sis, thank God that we love them, right?
Yeah.
Because you and I, thank God they're cute. You and I were both like ignored. So our behaviors never got like put in check.
Well, speak for yourself. I got a little of both. I had the ignoring. Remember, I had the two-parent household till I was 14. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So at 12, you know, whatever. It was like a whole fucking clusterfuck. Whatever. But I had the one parent that I ignored. So there's your neglect. Mm-hmm. And I had the other that had the heavy hand. Mm. So I'm trying to be the balanced and understanding parent. Until today, of course.
and still, you basically just went off on behaviors that you're trying to be that nurturing, compassionate, you know, what you didn't get as a child.
Yeah.
And your kid is just a little version of you.
Yeah, that shit don't work. All right, so let's talk about parenting your children.
Yes. No, so this is super exciting, long time, because we just wrapped up the season on purpose. So we talked all about like entrepreneurship, career, all that good stuff, finding your purpose and pursuing it. Yeah. And now we're going to talk about balance. Welcome to season six.
How are we doing?
Yeah, exactly, Dave. Like that was your morning. So this is the introduction to season six, and it's all about balance. And I'm super excited, long time, because I always feel like the work never stops, you know? And I'm going through a transition and, you know, going through a divorce, and it's really helpful to kind of keep myself in check. So I'm super, super excited because this is like work for me. So for those of you who are watching and follow along, this is going to be a super awesome season where we've got Dana and all of her wisdom to help guide us through all of our imbalances and how to rectify them and like actionable things. And oh my God, I'm so excited.
It's exciting. So back in 2021, I think, you know, from 2020 going to 2021, because it was early spring in 2021, I wrote a book called Veda Finds Her Crown. And its initial intention was to be a children's book coupled with a workbook. So it was a little story, 25 pages. I did the illustrations. I painted them with watercolor, created the story about this girl, Veda, who represented the third eye chakra, and all her little friends who represented the other chakras. And they went on this journey to find her crown. And the workbook is really about, it was for the children to teach them how to properly process their emotions in a healthy way and to recognize where their imbalances are and bring them into balance. And I initially, the book was written for, you know, I use some like SAT words, you know, like I use like some higher vocabulary, but it's really a story that, especially if you read it with an adult, you could read 8, 9, 10 years old up through adolescence. So I purposely created it in that way so it could reach a broader scope. You could read it to younger children because they'll understand it. But it's really, like I said, it's about children in pre-adolescence, stepping into adolescence. But what I learned, and this is really cool, because I teach workshops on all the books that I've written. Yeah. On the 3 months that I've written.
That's a lot of books that you wrote there, girl. Don't knock it.
But what I realized was it was intentional, the workshop on Veda for adolescents between 10 and 15, but I taught it to adults because we have to go back retroactively and see, you know, where developmentally we got banged up and how it's affecting us now, so we could kind of unravel that knot and then apply it to where we are. And also, I created a workshop geared towards caretakers and parents and teachers and coaches and mentors that work with kids to show them the best practices to assist these kids. So I didn't realize how versatile Veda was, but it's based on these principles and these practices that address everybody's needs, really, you know?
Yeah, and it's so good. And so I read it to Christian, probably I started to read it to him. And we were going through, we would ask questions in the workbook and things like that. But there are some parts where some of the stuff went like over his head, you know, like the stuff with Jack and the, you know, the hard
as it
stuff.
Should, because he's so young.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, the, where do you feel safe? The questions that we ask, those were so, so, so important. And so the intensive, I'm going to put a link to where you can get the intensive, cause you can actually purchase it, right? Didn't we have it for purchase, or we just had the 3-hour workshop? I forget what we did. I think we were going to make it so that you could purchase just the curriculum itself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you said the intensive, thought you were talking about the workshop. The actual curriculum itself, yeah, I'm pretty sure we have that for purchase.
Yeah, somewhere we have it, but it's really fantastic. So if you like watch our season, like go through the process with us. But Dana created this 9-week curriculum.
9-week, quarter. It's a quarter in school.
And it's so great for augmenting education. It's about like the social emotional wellness of the children. Yeah. And it gives you like just like things that you can do. Like 1 week will be red and everything's focused on red. And then there are age appropriate activities throughout that whole week to focus on the root chakra. And it's really an amazing curriculum for homeschooled kids, or if you guys wanted to do something with your children after school, like if you're a stay-at-home parent or something.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's so, so, so cool. It's not like adding a whole day's worth of work, but it's really, really beautiful. And just the communication that you have with your child in middle school, even when they can't talk, they don't know how to express themselves. It's such a great thing to do together. So, and I know that as adults, like it totally resonates because one, it's a quick read. And the story is adorable and your illustrations are adorable, but then the workbook really guides you through asking those questions and just creating awareness of where the imbalance are. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And to add another piece to the curriculum, you know, because I was in education for so many years and understand the importance of cross curriculum, you know, Angela mentioned like, you know, 1 week you're going to talk about the root chakra the whole week and all of the things, but there are opportunities for things that are language arts related, art related, even science related. Just talk about the properties of the crystals. You know what I mean? And so it's cool because there's opportunities, especially if you're homeschooling, oh my God, there's opportunities to touch on all those different things, you know, nature, you know, things that involve nature. It's just really, really cool.
It's so,
so thank
cool.
you.
Yeah, 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 dude, it's awesome. So if anybody is interested, Dana does teach these workshops on finduniquelyyou.com. That's with the letter U, not YOU.com. If you go there, you can just see when the workshops are. If there's not one running now, you just send us a message and we'll put you on the waiting list for the next one. And if the curriculum interests you, or she does do a 3-hour intensive. So she goes through how to teach the curriculum, which is really awesome. So that comes with the curriculum itself. So there's a lot of options where you can work with Dana and take this work, you know, into your home and into your classroom, into your work environment. Even awesome for like HR, you know what I mean? To do this with company. Like, you know, it's not about, it's sure. about the children. Like, it's fun. It's super fun.
Well, it's color coded. I'm like, yeah. So what's really cool about this season is now we're just kind of giving you the intro where we're going with this whole thing and where it comes from. And we'll talk a little bit more about like chakras as a whole. Oh my God, my voice. I yelled. I'm not going to lie. There was yelling. There was spitting a little bit, you know, there's a little whacking of the steering wheel at one point. Like, it got loud. Anyway, focus. But the way we've created the outline of the season is today we're going to talk about the overview, but we're going to have two episodes that are each devoted to a chakra. So if we do an episode on the root chakra, we're going to talk about what it looks like when it's banged up. We're going to share our stories of our own banged up root chakras. And then the next episode will follow up with, okay, what do we do now? So it's cool. So today, again, we're talking the overview, but we're going to do root, sacral, solar plexus, you know, from the rooter to the tutor.
From the rooter to the tutor.
Yeah, and that's the direction we're going in. So, Angela, do you mind if I do a quick, let me tell you about your chakras.
No. And I just, one thing I just wanted to point out to people who may be hearing the word chakra and are not as woo-woo, you know, I am not necessarily as woo-woo. Yeah. And the thing that I love about how you present this is the chakras are basically just like guideposts for different ages of development. And so it helps me really understand like root chakra. Before I started working with Dana, I thought it was all like woo-woo and stupid. And you had to sit there cross-legged and, you know, howling at the moon and that's how you balance your chakras. But it's not true. It's just, seriously. So for me, like to understand that the root is 0 to 7 years old, oh, okay, I can imagine now focusing on what happened in my life at that point in time. Yeah. And we're going to talk about specifically, but that really helped me. I'm more on the practical side of things. So, so just like, you know, don't let it get all like, woo-woo, don't dismiss it because it's really amazing. It's really amazing.
Yeah. Work. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I pride myself on the fact that I'm a bridge to both worlds. Like I can play in the woo-woo all day long. Like I see people with the posts and the talk and the, you know, and all the woo-woo stuff and I get it. I live it. Like, I understand it, but I also am a practical person. Talk to me 5 minutes. You could tell that I'm way grounded in reality, you know, with the proclivity to the weird, you know what I mean? But yeah, so the thing about the chakras, I mean, the chakras aren't new. We're talking about going back to the Vedic texts. And really, all they are energy centers. They're swirling energy centers within our body that are in different locations of our body. Again, from the rooter to the tutor, right? So if we have energy constantly flowing through our body, and I don't think anybody could deny that, like that's like science, right? Mm-hmm. We all have energy flowing through our body and it flows through, you know, flows in and through and out. And these energy centers, when they're spinning and they're working properly, all is well. Everybody's balanced. Your internal world is balanced. Your external world is balanced. Life is good. But when our energy centers get blocked, and we'll talk more, you know, about how they get blocked and, you know, what that looks like. But when they get blocked, they affect our outer world. Now, depending on where they get blocked is what aspect of ourselves is affected by this. Mm-hmm. Make sense so far?
So far, so good. Just want to give one example, like your heart. If your heart chakra is blocked.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about the heart chakra being blocked as a result of others being blocked, right? So if my root chakra, and again, we'll talk more about the hows and the whys of it all, but my root chakra, we're all sitting on our root chakras. So your root chakra. So your root chakra, I might as well just give a little bit about the age of residence. Mm-hmm. So now, because then we're going to take...
It's okay, because people need to understand, you know what I mean? Like, okay. I think it's okay.
Okay, so... I'm going to table that for a second and talk about all of the chakras, okay? And then I'll give a specific example. our chakras, we're sitting on our root. In our reproductive area, we have our sacral. And this is quick overview. In our solar plexus area, we have our solar plexus chakra. Our heart chakra, and our throat area is our throat chakra. Third eye chakra, crown chakra. They're all represented in different colors, and they all are connected to different aspects of ourselves. So your throat chakra is about your sense of boundaries, your sense of speaking your truth, your authenticity. And I'm just kind of jumping around. Your solar plexus is really about your sense of identity, your sense of confidence. Your third eye chakra is about your imagination, your intuition, is represented with purple. We're going to talk about these in more detail, but you have these different chakras that represent different aspects of yourself. If my root chakra, which is about your sense of stability, security, safety, if something happened in my life, if there was a traumatic event, and traumatic could be anything from my mom forgot to pick me up from daycare to my house burned down when I was four, like a traumatic, what's traumatic to a 7-year-old or a 6-year-old, right? Mm-hmm. Then it could develop feelings of insecurity. It could develop feelings of lack of safety, lack of grounding. And what happens is, because the greatest age of resonance of the root chakra is between the ages of 0 and 7, when you're a small child, if something happens and you never reconciled that, you never learned how to properly process your emotions, maybe the adults in your life didn't know either and they didn't know how to show you, you develop unhealthy coping mechanisms that you bring into later in life. So if I'm feeling insecure, I'm feeling unsafe, I'm going to develop coping mechanisms that help me make me feel safe and secure. And they might not always be healthy. And as I develop, they may no longer be appropriate. And what happens is my other chakras are affected because that's the base chakra. So my heart chakra, as you mentioned, I might be protecting myself. I might have walls up. I may not know how to properly receive love. Mm-hmm. I may overgive love because I have to prove myself in that way. Mm-hmm. And that is created. So people think, oh, your heart. No, it's your root, which is affecting your heart. Yeah. So what we're going to learn throughout this season is each chakra, how it affects us in that specific way, and how the chakras all affect each other, and then how all of that affects the outer world, and how you can totally orchestrate your whole outer world in the way that you want it. If you could just get this shit in your inner world all kind of lined up and pretty. Is that clear?
It's so clear. And I'm so, so, so excited because
me too.
There's always work to uncover. You know what I mean? There's always things to do. You find stuff as you go through this work again. You're like, oh yeah, there's something else I didn't see. There's something else I didn't see. And with each thing, you know, I've been working really hard to recognize my things, right? So now I have an awareness of my behaviors, things that don't feel good, things that don't resonate anymore. So I know now I have the awareness that I can go back and say, okay, where did that come from? You know what I mean? What's the root of that one? Because I'm aware of my behaviors. Most people are walking around unaware that they have these behaviors in the first place. So, you know, you don't realize that you're still bringing in, like, you're still doing these coping mechanisms that you just don't realize. You don't know what you don't know until you know. And that is 100%. so huge. So this is all about, like, really dig in, guys, because this is all about just creating awareness to, oh, when I do this, I usually get a response that doesn't feel good. So why am I doing this in the first place? Oh, it's because of blah, 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 blah. Oh, if I rectify that,
cool.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. It is a freaking game changer for everything in your life, for your relationships, for your career, for your parenting, for your happiness. This is so awesome. So dig in, guys. Yep. Dig in.
Do it. You know, another thing that I want to bring to people's attention is if you're into psychology at all, you know, you're familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And if you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and I'm sure Angela at some point will pop it up on the screen for us, but it's a pyramid. And at the bottom, and it's really rainbow also. It's like the red, the orange, yellow, so on and so forth. And it begins with your basic needs. And I think it's like, you know, just like, you know, physiology, like feed me. I need sleep now, you know, like your basic needs. And then, you know, I'm doing them out of order, but your need for acceptance and your identity and, you know, and all of those things. If you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs next to the chakra system, it really is about the with the chakra system, you have your ages of resonance, how, you know, the, your chakras come online. It's the same thing. So what we're saying, I like looking at the rainbow. I love, attributing things to color. Like I was telling you the other day, like when somebody talks confidence, I see yellow. When somebody talks about imagination, I see purple. It's just the way my brain works. And it doesn't work in numbers, you know, it doesn't work in, you know, that kind of organization. So when one of my workshops, I call it your rainbow colored roadmap, because it's fun to be able to then identify, you know, your, the way you feel and the way you're behaving even, yeah, and the way you're bringing yourself out into the world and go, oh, that's a purple one. Oh, I gotta look at that, you know, and understanding, and to be able to do that with kids is a total, total game changer. It's really, really cool. And I just want to mention one more thing because I don't want to forget. And I think it's important as part of the introduction. Again, rooter to the tutor, you know, you have your root, your sacral, your solar plexus, so on and so forth. Your bottom three, your first three chakras that really, the greatest age of resonance, like so when they really come online, are from the ages of 0 to 21. So your root 0 to 7, your sacral 7 to 14, all adolescent years. And that's all like that reproductive stuff, like all in that area, right? Yeah. And then your sense of identity, your sense of confidence is that 14 to 21. So in up through like young adulthood, you are really building your foundation. You're really figuring your shit out. You're really knowing what makes you tick so you could go now out into the world and, you know, create a family of your own, create a life of your own, all of that. That's where you got to look. Yeah. Like that is where you got to, like, if you're in it, like if you're younger than 21 and you're in real time, it's learning how to process during those years. But when you're an adult, like, you know, I'm going to be 53 years old, you're 53 years old and you realize things aren't working out in your life, it's important to look back in those first three chakras.
Yeah.
The other chakras always exist. Your heart chakra, obviously your ability to love has always existed. Your throat chakra, your ability to, you know, speak your truth and be authentic is has always existed. Imagination, intuition, always connected, connectivity specifically to nature has always existed. But they get all fogged up when your foundation is crap. You know what I'm saying? So get your foundation in order. And then all of a sudden I got all my shit in order. I'm like, oh my God, I'm intuitive. I had no idea. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, like how creative I am. Who knew? Because yes. I got my foundation in order. So we all have these beautiful gifts and these beautiful way of being in the world. And it doesn't always appear that way. Check your foundation.
Yes, yes. And what's really cool is a lot of us are, you know, Generation X especially, like we were like the neglected generation, right? And yeah. So a lot of us are figuring out our banged upness in our 30s and 40s and 50s, right? Like we're getting to it, but we all have kids or no kids or whatever. And like my daughter, Maddie, is 18 and she's been doing this work since she was 15.
15.
Like we've had her, yeah. Like we've get on her. So she's now,
she's all up kinda, in that.
Yeah. Like she's doing in her healing, her rebalancing, if you will, in yeah. real time. And we can assist her with that. So we can learn to do this on ourselves. And then once you guys know how this works, you can see it in your kids and you can teach them so that they don't have to wait till they're 40, 50 years old to figure it out. And then it's just we're changing, like we're breaking generational, you know, whatever they're called, like just
they call them generational curses, but basically we're breaking the cycle here.
We're breaking
the cycle of the bullshit.
Yes. Yeah. And we're gonna have these kids coming in, these, you know, like Christian's 5 and a half. I'm up his ass with this shit. I'm like, we got to worry on that sacral. You're not there yet, but I'm getting you ready.
I know.
So it's really important, even like grandchildren, like to know how to do this for yourself first, put your oxygen mask on first, fix your foundation. Yeah. Then you can recognize where these children, do you know if your children have had traumas? You know, they could be 18, 19, 20 years old and you had a divorce. There was a situation, there was a death, there was something in their lives. You can help them with this to become whole, healthy humans and not, again, have to, you know, because there's, let's just also, I just want to point out one thing. Not everybody does this work. not everybody at 40, 50 years old says, hey, my life's banged up. Well, I'm going to start doing this heavy work. A lot of people are like, this is my life. This is my lot in life. And they just continue to exist more of that. So we're really talking to those of you who are adventurers and ready for that leveling up, if you will, of just becoming, I know, but just becoming like the best version of yourself and embracing what's next. Like that, telling fear to fuck off. Fear is just all of your banged up stuff not dealt with. That's all fear is. Because once you satisfy all that stuff, your fear of money, fear of what, you know, being loved, fear of whatever, fear of being unsafe, you deal with all that. You don't have those fears anymore. And you get to live this gorgeous life that Dana and I are living right now. It's so awesome. So awesome. So awesome. So awesome.
And shit does happen. Like, don't misunderstand. I mean, if you were in my car with my 13-year-old with me this morning, you would understand, like, shit does happen, but your ability to cope with it is oh my God. It's just something. It's something. And I just want to make one more quick point. You know, we're like, yeah, we're going to make these short and we're already pushing 30 minutes. Yeah. Angela and Dana in a conversation. We're going to make it short. Right. So, you know, I see like self-help coaches and like gurus and all sorts of people are trying to teach other people like a better way. And it's often compartmentalized. So here's how you do better at your job. Here's how you get the job that you want. Here's how you do in relationships. Here's how you do with your physical attributes. Here's how you do. And it's all these separate categories. And the reality is we're human beings and we like to separate things into categories because it makes us feel better. It makes us feel organized and neat, but it's not separate. It's, it's you. It's always you. It's always you. So when you figure out how to deal with you, all of a sudden, your job is going to figure out itself. Your relationships are going to figure out themselves. Child rearing, I left that one out, it's going to figure out itself. All these things are going to figure out themselves. Even your physical state of being is going to figure out itself. And when I say figure out itself, I don't mean you do nothing. You don't just sit there and, you know, wish that like rub a lamp and hope for the best, but like your ability to reconcile those things is going to be with ease because it all comes back to you. It's the foundation, man. Everything else is an extension. If you're listening, I'm doing this thing with my fist and my fingers coming out of my hand to appear like an octopus. So you're welcome, the teacher of me. But it's really about the foundation. Everything else is an extension of that foundation. Strengthen your foundation. Everything else falls into place.
Yes. So if anybody would like to follow along with the episodes or not, you know what I mean? Like if you want to do the work as we go or whatever, you can pick up a copy of Veda Finds Her Crown. The second edition is on Amazon. So if you're out of the country, you know, just search on Amazon by you because our link on Phenom Publishing is for the US link. And it's a soft cover book that has a workbook in the back. So if you wanted to just get it, this week, read the story, get it while you're listening to this intro episode, read the story. And then, as we get into it, you know, we'll say, this is what we're working on. We're going to do two, like Dana said, two episodes for each chakra. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
I'm really excited too.
Cause I'm just like, cause I know how good it feels to do the work. Like I just know the outcome is always positive. Always, always, always.
Always. When you dedicate positive. To yourself. Dedicate to yourself and it's always good.
Always good. And it's like you have nothing to fear when you have to face hard stuff because and we're going to teach you about it. Like I'm going to walk you through it. You have nothing to fear looking back on painful moments. It is about what happened out of that moment and what changed in you and how we can fix that for you. You have nothing to fear. You are safe. You are loved. You are seen. You are heard. You are valued. All those things that I needed to figure out that I needed. So Veda Finds Her Crown is available on phenom-publishing.com or Amazon. Grab a copy, join us for the work, comment, you know, let's all do this together. I'm super excited. Long time.
Yeah. Yeah, man, this is good stuff. And if you feel worthy enough, solar plexus, if you feel worthy enough to dedicate to yourself and really, really want to try something different and feel good, this is a good time. And look at your cruise directors. I mean, come on.
That's so true. All right, Dane, you want to sign us out?
Yeah. I'm trying to grab it.
Okay, so we got our sign-off wheel, and because we never know how to say goodbye to you guys, so Dane is going to spin it, and we'll see what we get this time.
We said that we were going to take off dropped call, and I didn't.
All right.
I can do it now. Yeah. But whatever, we'll do the same thing we did last time if we have an issue. Okay.
Let me just go the other way.
I can't. I'm left-handed.
I know. I'm saying, like, don't go to slow motion.
Oh.
I think people are going to get tired of the same thing over and over again.
Oh, my God. I'm such a dunce cap. Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Cheese bags.
Bye. Bye, everybody.